If your AI app keeps making the same expensive sandwich in three different kitchens, this paper is for you.
And somehow we're recording a niche infrastructure episode from your kitchen, which feels on brand.
Cody flew into LA, immediately judged my coffee setup, and now we're doing Exploring Next, episode 308. And yeah, this one matters because people are stuffing giant prompts into apps and paying to recompute context over and over.
Right, and that pain gets worse the second you have more than one region. A user lands in one place, traffic shifts, failover happens, or your router picks a different data center. And the model rebuilds the same KV cache like it has no memory at all.
Which, from a product angle, is brutal. The user story is basically, why is the second request still slow, and why is my bill weird? If you're building chat, coding tools, agent workflows, anything with long history, prefill becomes the tax you keep paying.
So PRFast is trying to treat that tax differently. The paper's move is stop thinking of KV cache as something trapped beside one GPU in one data center. Make prefill a service, make the cache portable across data centers, and let later requests reuse it remotely instead of regenerating it.
Okay, break that down without turning into documentary narrator voice.
In the wild, the large prompt gets processed once. That creates KV states for every layer, every token. Normally, those states sit local to the serving stack that made them. Prefast splits the world into a prefill side and a decode side, then adds a cross-data center KV cache layer so decode can fetch or attach to prefills computed elsewhere.
So instead of rereading the whole novel, it ships over the notes.
Exactly. And that's where the design choice is actually smart. Shipping raw prompts is cheap, but recomputing them is expensive on GPU. Shipping KV cache is heavier on the network, but if the prompt is long enough, moving cache beats doing prefill again. The system is basically making that trade in a more explicit way.
That feels very current. Everybody wants longer context windows, richer memory, more tool traces. Then act surprised when latency turns into airport security line latency.
Yes. And the paper leans into the fact that prefills and decodes behave differently. Prefill is chunky, parallel, expensive. Decode is step-by-step and latency sensitive. If you decouple them, you can place them differently, scale them differently, and reuse the expensive part across sites.
Midway tangent. I'm giving your airport sandwich review from this morning a D+, by the way.
It was a mercy meal, Justy. The red-eye rule applies. If I still care about a systems paper after that sandwich, the paper is real.
That's fair. Back to it. Who actually uses this? To me, it's the team serving lots of repeated context. Enterprise copilots with huge docs, chat products with persistent threads, maybe agent systems where every loop drags around a backpack full of prior tokens.
Yeah, and maybe not your tiny weekend bot at first. The architecture assumes cross data center traffic and enough repeated prefills to justify the machinery. But the mechanism itself is broadly useful. Identify shared prefixes, materialize KV once, route later requests to that state. That's the core idea, whether you're huge or just tinkering.
And compared with the usual tricks, prompt caching, prefix caching, sticky sessions, this is more aggressive, right?
Right, because sticky sessions help only if the next request lands in the same place. Prefix caching helps inside one serving domain. PRFast is saying the cache should survive geography. That's the interesting part. The risk, obviously, is network overhead, consistency headaches, and whether your cache hit rate is high enough to pay for the complexity.
Which is always the part where my PM brain goes, cool diagram. Who is on call for this at 2 a.m.? Because now your serving path includes remote cache availability, placement logic, and transfer costs that change with traffic.
Totally. I don't think the paper reads like magic. It reads like a serious trade study. My read is the win shows up when prompts are long, reuse is meaningful, and cross-site bandwidth is good enough that moving KV is still cheaper than burning more GPU time. If those conditions aren't true, simpler local caching probably wins.
That's why I like it, though. It feels less like new model trick and more like, hey, inference is a distributed systems problem now, which, Cody, is unfortunately your love language.
You flew me 3,000 miles for storage and routing takes. But yeah, if I were playing with this over a weekend, I'd start with VLLM or SGLang locally and benchmark prefill versus decode on a long prompt so you can actually see where the time.